Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Nikki's Loudspeaker. I am doing two podcasts back to back because one, I have the time, and two, I have to get myself into staying consistent with my podcast. So my previous one was my very first rebranding of my podcast, Marriage, and this one is about, I call it ink therapy, about tattoos. So this one probably won't be as long as the other one because I think my other one went like 23 minutes. Because the whole point of my rebranding is to hopefully help people that are in the same position I am. And even if I just help one person, I'm good with that. Because there's so many people that need help that, one, don't have anybody to help them. Two, they're afraid to ask for help. So I'm just out there just offering my experience from what I know. So, again, thank you for joining me again. I love all of you guys, and thank you for coming on this new journey with me for my rebranding my podcast. And yes, I still would be talking about 80s music. And I still have my my Blue Murder CD, and I'm still listening to from the previous podcast. So I do have Blue Murder in right now with John Sykes and Carmen Appice. Love John Sykes. Anyways, so today we're going to talk about tattoos. I call it ink therapy. So I am a huge Pinterestaholic. Okay. And as I'm going through, this is when I was, and I've been going, you know, I'm on Pinterest all the time. So going through Pinterest, I see all of a sudden, what is it, about 6 years ago, I started seeing these memorial tattoos. And I'm like, God, that is a really good idea. Because because my mother passed away, I've talked about her before. My mother passed away in 1990 of cancer. She was only 44. Still devastated by that. I was only 19 when she passed. She was had a cancer diagnosis, and then within 9 months, she was gone. So, and being I was only 19 and thrown in a position where, you know, I had to, you know, grow up really fast and thrown out to the wolves, basically. And it was really tough for me, but I still am grieving over her death. It's not easy. And I'm like, well, maybe if I get a memorial tattoo that will help cope emotionally with my grieving. That was my whole point of looking at into getting a tattoo, so maybe it'll help with my grieving. So as I'm looking at these memorial tattoos, I see people are getting tattoos of the person's name and their own signature tattooed on them. Now, I'm 47 at the time. 47. Have I thought about getting a tattoo before that? Absolutely freaking not. Absolutely not. That I ever think I would be getting a tattoo. Ever. So, I'm looking at these memorial tattoos, and I talked to my husband about it, and I'm like, I really want to get this done because I think it'll really help me cope. And so, I live in Milwaukee, so we have a lot of tattoo shops in Milwaukee and in the surrounding areas. So I did a hell of a lot of research for at least a month and a half, 2 months maybe, researching. OMG, did I research. Google reviews up the yin yang. Because I'm a research person. I got to look shit up before I do anything. Before I buy anything, before I do anything, whatnot. So now then at 47, I'm dead set on, yes, I'm going to get this memorial tattoo. But I'm like, but now that my mother's been gone for so long, what am I going to use? Because I tried looking for something with her signature on it. I didn't have anything. So my aunt had a card that my mom wrote to her. It was the last thing my mom ever written to her before she passed away. And so I took, at the end of the card, it said, "Love you, Connie," which my mom's name was Constance. We, you know, her name was Connie. So she had "Love you, Connie" at the bottom of the card. I said, boop, that's perfect. That's my memorial tattoo. So I got a memorial tattoo, and I went looking for a tattoo guy. I got a tattoo guy, Mania Ink Tattoo. He had 5 stars. up and down, all around, side to side. I'm like, yep, this is the guy. So I went to have a consultation with him. And he's like, well, if you have time, I can do it now. I'm like, what? So, yep, shot air. So here we go. So told my son, go down to the ATM, get me some money out. He went to the ATM. And on my right middle inner forearm, he had tattooed, "Love you, Connie." Now, I've heard in the past from other people saying, you know, if you get, once you get one tattoo, you're going to want to get more. And I'm like, you know, whatever. And so as he was doing this tattoo, I was crying because it's very emotional for me, knowing he's taking her handwriting and permanently putting it into my skin. That was very emotional for me. Because I'm like, this is my mom in me. So I felt very emotional. I was crying. And I never thought twice about, well, is it going to hurt? Blah, blah, blah. Millions of people have tattoos all the time, you know. And, you know, watching, I'm a big fan of Ink Master. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do this. You know, I can do this. It didn't hurt at all. It just felt like a lot of little hot pokes. That's it. It wasn't bad at all. So, you know, and he did it. And I can't really explain the feeling I got after he did it, knowing I have a piece of my mom on me forever. That's why I call it ink therapy. It meant a lot. And the saying is not wrong about once you get one, you want to get, because now both my arms are full of tattoos. Then after I got her memorial tattoo, I wanted my kids, obviously, my kids weren't able to meet her, so I had my kids print their own names, so I had them put them on, their names tattooed on top of hers. And my mom loved water. We spent so much time down at South Shore. And as a matter of fact, that's where she wanted her ashes to be spread out at. South Shore. So the lake meant a lot to her. So then on my right front forearm, I have a bunch of water. And the water, the wave of the water comes across and goes over my kids' names and my mom's memorial tattoo. You know, just little droplets. So I keep my kids and her together. And then when my mom was sick, she always sang the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy" by Bobby McFerrin. Because she didn't want anybody else to worry. She wanted everybody to be happy. She always had a smile on her face the whole time. She was in pain. So I had "Don't Worry, Be Happy" tattooed at the bottom of the water. And then she also loved owls. My mom loved owls. So on my right, on the side of my elbow, I have three owls, which portray myself and my two sisters. And then a mama owl, which is my mom, to keep all of us together. And we each have a colored hairpiece on top of their heads. And then the hair colored piece that my mom had, those color hearts in her chest, so we can all stay together. And when I tell you, the ink therapy works. I can't express how much my tattoos have helped me cope with my mother's death. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this, but I'm 52 and I'm still getting tattoos. Matter of fact, I'm going to be getting a Jimi Hendrix portrait tattoo. Then I'm also going to get tattooed "Music Is My Religion," Jimi Hendrix. Quote by Jimi Hendrix. I'm going to be getting it. That's going to be my next tattoo, is Jimi Hendrix. But anyway, but when I tell you ink therapy works and is a thing, it's a thing. Because I don't know, emotionally, without, of course, getting my Packer and then getting my tattoos, I don't know where I would be emotionally. But emotionally, right now, I'm in a way better place because of my dog and because of my tattoos. Especially, so, My tattoos are everything. They're my mom on me forever, which helps me cope with her death a lot better. Then I do, my mother-in-law just passed away last October, so I do have a little heart on the inner wrist with her initials. I do have her heart tattooed on my wrist, my inner wrist as well. So my right arm is basically a memorial tattoo for my mom. I'm still not done. I still got to do my upper arm, which I'll probably get like something to go all the way around and go up to my shoulder. I'm still looking into that. But my left arm has my two dogs actual on my inner lower forearm. I do have my two babies, Packer and Journey, their actual paw prints and their names at the bottom of the paw print on my inner arm. Then the word strength for everything that I've been through. It's just in like typewriter letter, strength. And then one of my very good friends, Sandy, passed away about 4 years ago. And I have a heart with a G-clef attached to the heart and then her initials, which helps me cope with her death. Because the heart for our friendship and then the G-clef, because we loved and loved music, went to tons of concerts together. So this tattoo was just perfect for her. And then I do have... Then on the side of my arm, I have Pitbull Mom Life with an outline of my baby's actual ears on the left arm. And then, of course, I have the body of Eddie Van Halen's guitar on my left arm, which is a perfect replica of his actual, the actual body of his first guitar. So, and then all of a sudden, then I also got his autograph on top of the body of the guitar, which this guitar is just kick-ass fabulous. So my tattoos are more or less like an expression of everything I love. My mom. Then I also got my husband tattooed somewhere, I think on my right arm. But everything I love, I express because I want people to see. And don't let anybody tell you any different about getting a tattoo just because you're older. I'm 52 and I'm still going to get tattoos. I'm going to keep getting tattoos. Why? Because I'm very expressive like that. And, you know, so don't let anybody deter you. So don't let anybody deter you on, oh, you're too old to get tattoos or you might not like it. You know, if you get, you know, the older you get, it doesn't matter. What happens is now. Go ahead and do it. Life is way too short for you to be paying attention and carrying on and entertaining somebody else's opinion about what you want to do. Who gives a shit what they think? It just gives a shit what you think. And if you want to go do it, if you want to get a tattoo at 50, we'll get a tattoo at 50. Who gives a shit? Who cares? Get 20 of them if you want. Who gives a shit? It's your body. Who cares what they think? If they have an opinion about it, obviously it bothers them and obviously they're hating on it. So tell them to go get a goddamn tattoo. Who gives a shit? It's your life. Life is too short to wait on anything that you want to do that's going to bring you joy. If something brings you joy, just do it. And getting tattoos and expressing how I feel is joy to me. I love it. And I love telling the stories about my tattoos. When I go somewhere and people ask me about them, I love telling the stories. Because they'll think, oh, you know, that's a really cool tattoo. I think I might get one like that. Or, you know, that is a really nice story. You know, I love telling stories about my tattoos. Love it. Because they're very meaningful for me. And I want people to ask about them. So... just enjoy life. We only have one. And do not listen to any negativity at all. It's not worth it. Well, we have the air and water show going on. So we have the Blue Angels flying over the house, my house. So I was supposed to do my podcast earlier, but the Blue Angels kept flying over the house. So I had to wait. And they're just starting back up again. The Blue Angels, so... so this is going to be it for this podcast. I will be back on tomorrow with another episode of Nikki's Loudspeaker. And just as I said in my previous podcast, if you do want to email me, you can email me at at Nikki's, N-I-K-K-I-S, the number 4, Boys, B-O-Y-Z. There they go, the Blue Angels, at sbcglobal.net. Or you can send me a message on Nikki's loudspeaker through Facebook. You can message me on there. Any questions, concerns, anything like that, please ask me anything. I will respond to you. Again, this is... Here they go. You hear? That's the Blue Angels
making their appearance.
Okay. All right. Let me get off this microphone. And again, I will be back on tomorrow. I thank you so much for coming on this new journey with me during the rebranding of my podcast. This is my second... the second episode of my rebranding. I just did one before that. So thank you so much for coming with me on my journey, and I love all of you. And just remember, always, peace, love, and rock and roll.